This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hello, this is Lawrence R. Harvey, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 949.
Everybody listening, Japan, Japanese, Hell Driver, Director Nishimura Yoshihiro. Konbanwa. This is Sci-Fi and Screen on Joy 94.9.
I'm joined by Louise Monnington, co-producer and actor in Murderdrome, the new horror film coming out. Her new film is actually going to be premiering at Mr. Neil Foley's event, the Monster Fest. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Very excited to have you here. We're going to be talking all things horror and all movies and all that kind of stuff. But I'll start with you, Neil. How did the festival come about?
It started 3 years ago. We started actually a thing called the Fantastic Asia Film Festival, which was, we're a distributor of horror films as well, Monster Pictures, and we had a bunch of Asian genre films that we thought it'd be cool to do, put them together in a program, and so we went to Cinema Nova with the idea of putting together as a kind of a festival, and they loved the idea, and we did it, and it was really successful, and we were really buoyed by that. So then the following year, Nova wanted to go again, and then we had probably not quite as many Asian films, although we still had a few, so we thought we'd do something a little bit broader and make it more like a kind of a traditional genre film festival, and Monster Fest was born, and there you go.
And has the horror community sort of really embraced it since its inception?
I think there's always been a big horror community out there, and they're kind of a bit latent, I suppose, and having something, you know, a focus for them to, you know, get out there and exercise their obsessions is a great thing. And, you know, genre or horror festivals and cult film festivals are big things overseas. And there is one in Australia, there's one in Sydney, a really good one, Night of Horror Film Festival, but really isn't really that many. There has been a few little ones here and that have come and gone, but so we're hopefully kind of filling the breach a bit, and I think people have really taken to it.
Well, I want to know from you, Louise, are you a horror fan? How did you get involved with horror? How does that happen?
Yes, I am a horror fan. I worked as a makeup artist in film and TV for a while, so I loved slapping the blood around. And I got into Murderdrome through Roller Derby, which is, I think Roller Derby has a big sort of horror fan base as well. Not everybody, but, you know, it's there.
Fans of violence.
Fans of violence, yes. Yes. So that's how I kind of got into it, and it just sort of snowballed. Like, originally I auditioned just for a part, and then got talking to Daniel, the director, and I just finished studying screenwriting, and in my genre studies I focused on horror, so I talked to him about that, and I did some script editing on the film as well, and then I basically produced the Derby in it, so then I got the co-producer label as well.
Fantastic.
So yeah.
And so it is your debut, isn't it? Acting.
It's actually not my debut acting. No, I did some stuff when I was a kid. I know, I did. I had an agent and everything. It was kind of strange.
Oh, that's incredible.
But yeah, no, and I've done like student films and stuff like that, but this is the first really big, serious, and it didn't even start off to be serious anyway, but first big serious thing, yeah.
Now, so how did the film come about as the opening film of the festival? How did that sort of come about then?
Well, I thought it would be really cool to have a local film that was opening, and Murderdrome is one of those films that, you know, a lot of people in Melbourne seem to have worked on, and there's just it's got a really great profile, and it's a great fun film. It's a horror film, but it's still very kind of colourful and very upbeat and up tempo and pretty funny, and it's gutsy chicks killing, blood, guts, colour, you know, how can you go wrong? So it was a pretty good choice, I thought.
So much blood. It was awesome.
And that's always good for opening.
Now, will you stick around? We'll talk a little bit more about the festival and a bit about horror fandom. How's that sound?
Sure.
Yeah.
We're here.
Let's get into a bit of Stushy Slip here on Joy 94.9. And we'll be back with Louise and Neil. You're here with Brendan Bale. That was Stushy Slip on here on Joy 94.9. But I'm still joined in the studio by Louise Monnington and Neil Foley. We're talking Monster Fest, we're talking horror films, all my favourite things in the world. But I wanted to ask you, Neil, what specific films on the radar? What are you expecting people to jump on?
Well, let me have a quick look at the programme here. The first weekend is actually a focus on Australian genre films. So we've got it's called Terra Australis, a spotlight on new Australian genre.
Fantastic.
And Murder Drone kind of kicks that off on the Friday night, and then for that whole weekend, I think it's 8 world premieres of Australian genre films. So there's some really great stuff there. Like,
can I just put a plug in there for, for Apocalyptic?
My
friend of mine, Megan, was in that. So I just have to say, hey, Apocalyptic, you go see that one.
And it's a really good one to plug, because it's a really cool film and a really creepy film as well.
But I guess talking about quality films, how do you actually decide what you're going to feature?
Because part of what I do is acquisitions for Monster Pictures. So we go to different film festivals and look at markets, film festivals with markets attached. And so some of them are acquisitions that we're releasing as Monster Pictures. Mm. And then some are other films that we've maybe missed out on that we will go and talk to other distributors and talk to them about playing their films in there. And some are that films that have been brought to us by filmmakers. So, for instance, in that Australian program, like Apocalyptic and Beckoning the Butcher and Chocolate Strawberry Vanilla, there's a few other films in there, Sororal. They're films that actually have come to us and just through various associations. But as far as highlights, look, there's loads of highlights. One massive highlight is Big Ass Spider, which is premiered at South by Southwest earlier this year and is basically about a big ass spider. and is really, really cool, really funny, and very like a buddy comedy with a big ass spider. That Saturday, this is a massive highlight, I'd say. Saturday, the 30th of November, all day long, there's Here Comes the Devil, The Banshee Chapter, Entity, In Fear, Across the River. They are like 5 or 6 of the creepiest films of the year, and they're all put together on that. But if you really want a genuinely freaky day, like those films, each one of them is as good as the next. And really, if I had to pick my favourite day, it would probably be that day, because they're just, it's creep city.
So we know where you're going to be on Saturday.
Probably.
Now, can you tell me though, is part of the agenda of call it an agenda of the festival to convert people that aren't generally horror fans?
Absolutely. We've got a very kind of conventional or very not conventional, but a very nice venue for people to go to. So we trap them in that way. So we get people kind of like innocent people lured into Cinema Nova, and it's kind of lovely plush surrounds and surrounded by lovely, well-dressed gentle folk. And then we kind of lure them in to watch these disturbing films and twist their little minds. Absolutely.
We're going to delve into more of that. We've just got a couple of messages and we'll be right back into it here on Joy.
Have your say. SMS 0427 Joy 949.
Now, I'm still here with Louise Monnington and Neil Foley. Louise is a co-producer and actor in Murderdrome, and we've got the director of Monster Fest, that's Neil. We are talking horror, and we're talking about horror fandom. Is it hard or easy to convert people to horror? You're talking about your methods, but does it work?
Well, look, a lot of people say they don't like horror, and then when you start quizzing them about it, they generally have 1 or 2 films that they do really like, and then you start talking to them about horror films, and then all of a sudden it comes out they are actually quite interested in it. I think that horror's got a bad rap in recent years because a lot of people associate it with kind of torture porn and that kind of stuff, and that's a legitimate genre, and there's some great films that are torture porn, but horror is a fairly broad spectrum as well.
I think Murderdrome would be a really good one to convert people, because it's a horror comedy. It's just like this blood is splattering everywhere, like in an 80s horror film, and you're just sort of, you've got that whole sort of like, oh no, but she does.
So you actually feel for the characters. Is that part of the
I think you just laugh at them a lot.
It's just a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun and sweet. It's just a good, like, they might be blood and guts or whatever, but there's a good nature behind them, I think. They're not nasty films. I mean, there might be a couple of nasty films in the program. I'm just trying to see if there is, but look, probably not actually.
But is it sort of how is the film industry in Australia going, especially the horror film industry? Is it something that you're actively obviously with your business side of things, you want to succeed. But is it happening?
That's a good question. I think it is. There's a bit of a new wave of genre filmmaking in Australia, and a lot of that's because film production is much more available now to a lot of people than it ever probably was in the past. So a lot of people can make films now on micro budgets, and so that's leading to a big wave of filmmaking, and we've tried to capitalise on that in MonsterFest, in the MonsterFest program.
Yeah, I was going to say, on the whole micro budget thing, that means not going through funding bodies, funding it yourself on a shoestring, on calling in favours and things like that, because having studied screenwriting and gone through those channels and everything like that, it is incredibly hard to get proper funding for a horror film. I mean, look at Saw. Saw was one of those ones that they did apply for funding and got knocked back. And every time I've been in a room with somebody from, you know, one of the funding bodies, either in Victoria or for Australia, like Screen Australia, they say, yes, they are interested, but I don't think I've actually seen anything come through that's been made with funding from those funding bodies.
And because of that, I think people now just sort of get off their, you know, off their bums and just start making stuff.
And they're the most fun, to make.
Well, yeah, I mean, and you see there's a really good example, like examples of that, not just the Australian stuff, but there's, I mean, we focus on independent genre filmmaking, and there's a wave, not just in Australia, but right across the world, of people just getting off their bums and shooting these films and, you know, pulling finance together in whatever way, whether it could be self-financing it or very, you know, low budgets, and making some really genuinely interesting and exciting pieces of cinema. And one thing that I wanted to mention in the Australian, in that Terra Australis program, is we're doing this thing this year called the Monster Micro Nasties, the Cannibal Project, and it's basically it's exactly that. It's calling for filmmakers from anywhere in Australia to submit ideas for a film, and then we go through a process prior to MonsterFest, and at MonsterFest we have a grand final where 6 teams are given 10 minutes to pitch the idea, and then the winner of that wins a development process through Monster Pictures, and then we make the film, and then we distribute the film in Australia and New Zealand and in the UK, and then we're also involved in the world sales of the film. So that's kind of a big part of MonsterFest, and we want that. And then next year that will premiere at MonsterFest, and we'll continue doing that through the year.
I don't think that they do that anywhere else in Australia, and it should be done. It's fantastic. I wish I'd been done a little bit earlier, and then I could have done more. So
I'll start somewhere.
I'm going to put something in for it next year.
Louise, I wanted to ask you, you've been successful in getting the film, you know, into a festival, but what's the next step? What's the next step for the film, and I guess for yourself as well?
I know that Daniel and Anthony, the other two producers, are taking it to the American film market to try and get it distributed out there. I think Monster Pictures are distributing it for a limited cinema release early next year, and then it'll be out on DVD with lots of extras, so get it on DVD.
Yep, exactly.
And then Daniel, Anthony and I are brainstorming a new feature that we're hoping we can get some money for at the American film market, so we can make it with a little bit more than, slightly more than a micro budget, yeah, but guaranteed to be another sort of schlock 80s style crazy film, yes.
Which we love.
Yes.
But now I want to ask you, Neil, have you even thought about what's happening after the festival, or is your brain just completely on that?
Well, my brain is mainly on the festival at the moment, but look, pretty much just business as usual. Then we have to get back into acquisitions. I mean, we're also running a business at the same time, so, and part of our business is finding films and releasing those films. So markets coming up early in the new year and in the middle of the year, and going to those and trying to find new films, and and putting together this Monster Micro Nasties project, which is going to be a big part of our next 12 months, is obviously collaborating with these filmmakers and making this film.
Well, big thank you for you guys coming in and talking my favourite things in the world. Make sure you do check out Murderdrome, the opening film of MonsterFest, running 21st of November till the 1st of December. You can check out the MonsterFest Facebook page or monsterfest.com.au for more info. Thanks again to Louise Mollington and Neil Foley.
Thank you, Brendan.
Thanks, Brendan.
Hi, Pollyanna McIntosh. You're listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.